أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. In this ayat, beginning of the Yaqul Supara, Allah is discussing about the Qibla of the Muslims and Tahweel Qibla, the changing of the Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas, which was in the north, to Kaaba Sharif, which was in the south, and that Allah Ta'ala had made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the only Nabi who is Sahib Qiblatain, whom Allah Ta'ala had given the two Qiblas. Anyway, after all this discussion, yeah, it is possible that it would come in the minds and the hearts of the believers that the namazes we are making towards Baytul Muqaddas for 16, 17 months, perhaps we were facing the wrong Qibla, so our namazes were not accepted. Like if a person makes his namaz in the wrong direction, it is a farz that we must face our Qibla, which is the Kaaba. So it could be that they thought, and when it was reverted and back again, the Kaaba was made the Qibla, then they could have thought that our namazes were not accepted. So Allah Ta'ala says that was all done by the command of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is that great and merciful mean, a being who does not destroy your good actions. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Or Allah aisa nahi ke zai kare tumhara iman. And Allah Ta'ala is not that being that He will destroy your iman. Yeah, iman refers to the namazas. That on one side shows that the great value of namaz, that Allah equated it with iman. As it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the difference between a believer and a non-believer is the performance of salah. May Allah let us understand the great, great importance of salat, of namaz, that we perform our namazes and we perform them correctly on time as required. As it has been beautifully explained by somebody, the most important thing in our lives, as we all will admit, after our iman is our namaz. And a person who is like habitually late for his namaz, always missing the takbir-e-ula, missing rakat. So if we are late always for the most important thing in our life, that means there is absolutely no discipline in our life. Then we will be late for everything else also. And if we don't pay importance to namaz, that means we won't pay importance to anything else also. Anyway, the discussion on the importance of namaz will never ever can it come to an end, how important, how great it is. But yeah, another great point that is discussed, that is illustrated here, that Allah is most merciful, that whatever actions you do, Allah won't destroy them. And for example, in another ayat, Allah says, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. With great emphasis and stress, Allah Ta'ala says, whatever they were doing, we will give them much better in reward. In another ayat, Allah Ma'alusi explained that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has bought our nafs and our wealth, and both of these, our nafs is full of filth and dirt, and our wealth also is so contaminated if it is not also full of filth and dirt. So Allah took from us the worst thing, in return He gave us the best, He gave us Jannah. So Allah is that kind and great being who is so merciful, who is so kind. So a person must keep on doing his good amal and have great hopes in Allah that Allah will accept. We from our side must try our utmost that we do all our amal correctly, according to masail, according to the rules. But no matter how weak we are, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh also writes that even a very weak and like what we will call a bad namaz is better than no namaz at all. Even that has got value by Allah Ta'ala. So we must have great hope in whatever kind of amal we are doing. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was on his safar in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He passed by some group of people and he asked, Manil Qawm, who are these people? They said, they are Muslimin, they are Muslims. In there was all types of people. One lady who was cooking, and the wind was blowing, so it blew the fire towards her. Her little child was with her, and she kept on protecting her child, moving it away from the fire. After that, everyone of course will be keen to come and meet Allah's Rasul. As some great buzurg, some great wali comes, we all will want to go and meet him. So Allah's Rasul, the greatest, all wanted to meet. This lady also went, and then she asked a question. She said that I was cooking, and this child, I was protecting it. And isn't Allah more merciful than what a mother is to her child? In fact, Allah is more merciful than all the mothers together towards even one child. All the mothers love for one child, Allah's mercy is even more greater. So when Allah throw His creation, will He throw us in the fire of Jahannam? Me as a mother, I was protecting my child. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lowered his head and cried, sobbed and sobbed for a long while. Then he lifted his head and he said, Allah is more merciful, more kind, and Allah will not throw anyone in the fire of Jahannam but those people who just deny La ilaha illallah, and they don't want to accept the oneness of Allah. Otherwise Allah is most merciful. So we should understand the great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah clearly further says, Inna Allah bin nasi la raufur rahim. Beshak Allah logo par bahut shafiq, nihayat meherban hai. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is with all people. Yeah, Allah did not say bil mu'mineen or bil sulaha, but bin nas, with all people, the believers, and in the believers the righteous and the sinners also. In people, the believers and the non-believers also. What all Allah Ta'ala says with stress, La, which is for stress, Raufur Rahim. Allah is most merciful, most compassionate, most kind, most compassionate. So what all, but this does not mean that we can do as we want to. Allah, in spite of, we all know how sinful we are, but Allah is still feeding us. Yeah, we are sitting in the masjid with peace and comfort. How many of us, all of us, as we are sitting here, we are also involved in guna. We don't know which gunas we are involved, but Allah is keeping us safe. We will go home, inshallah, we'll find the family safe. We'll go to our businesses, we will find that safe. This is all the mercy of Allah. The non-believers, they are openly transgressing. They are speaking against, how Lord, they are plotting and planning against the deen of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah is still feeding them, and feeding them the best still. Allah is still giving them the cars to drive, and they travel smoothly and comfortably. How many ni'mats of Allah? Allah is, Inna Allah bin nasi la raufur rahim. Allah Ta'ala is most compassionate, most kind with all of His creation, even with the animals. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala to the little ants also, to the little insects also. Allah is most merciful, most kind. So we should keep Allah's mercy in mind, and this does not in any way give us a license to go and become reckless and commit all sins. A person who is showing at utmost mercy, a father to his children, a husband to his wife, and is most merciful, most kind, doesn't mean that they now just go and become reckless and break all the laws, etc. We have to try our utmost. And Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. We should appreciate and try. And the result of this is, like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make so long tahajjud namaz that his legs used to swell up. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that hasn't Allah even promised the forgiveness of all your sins? There were no sins on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that when Allah has even promised to forgive, if there were any also, he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ أَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a thankful servant of Allah? So when Allah is so merciful, doesn't mean we become reckless and become gunegar and just break the laws of Allah and say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. It means we must become more thankful, more appreciative, and even try and do more. When Allah is giving so much, we should become more obedient to Allah Ta'ala and turn more to His ibadah. Like for example, for any and all nafal ibadah. that Allah is so kind doesn't mean we give up that nafil ibadat. It means we do more of the nafil ibadat. Because on that also, how much won't Allah Ta'ala give? Allah give us the proper understanding of our deen and appreciate this great kitab, the Quran Sharif, and let us make our lives accordingly. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا